it would help because it would be very profitable for Kentucky farmers. In the past, our farmers relied very heavily on tobacco as a cash crop. Tobacco has shifted, and there's not as much tobacco grown in Kentucky as there once was, and that's left a big void in central Kentucky, northern Kentucky, and all throughout eastern Kentucky. What I think can fill that void that tobacco left is industrial hemp. It grows well on marginal land, which is the land that we have in central Kentucky. My farm's marginal land, so I can say that. It grows like a forage, like fescue, alfalfa, Timothy hay, just like that. You cut it and bale it, just like you do hay. So it's relatively cheap to harvest, unlike corn and soybeans, which is very expensive to harvest. So the companies that will be coming in buying the industrial hemp and manufacturing it will be creating jobs. They'll be making investments in their communities and equipment and infrastructure, and they'll be creating jobs. So it's a win-win situation for everyone.
It's important to make a distinction between industrial hemp and what's sold for other purposes. What's the difference?
Right. Well, industrial hemp is not a drug. It does not have any of the hallucinogenic effects that marijuana has. I am 100% totally opposed to marijuana. Now, hemp has the unfortunate claim that it has a name similar to the other plant. And industrial hemp is not a drug. You cannot smoke it. It doesn't have any of the THC that causes the hallucinogenic effects that the other plant has. So that's been the reason that industrial hemp hasn't been grown in the United States. And I might add, the United States is the only developed nation in the world that doesn't allow for the growth and production of industrial hemp. Yet we import industrial hemp every day in products that we use, in clothing that we wear, in cosmetics that we use, bird seed. If you've got a bird feeder, a third of the seeds in that bird feeder are industrial hemp seeds. So we use industrial hemp grown from farmers in other countries every day. And I want to make it legal in the United States so our farmers can have a viable option and an alternative crop to grow.
Do you think that the confusion is mostly from the fact that they look so similar?
They say they look similar, and I guess they kind of do. But I'm a agriculture guy. I'm a farmer, and I can tell from a mile away the difference in the two plants. It's kind of like comparing Johnson grass to corn. They are kind of similar, but you can certainly tell the difference. And that's been one of the liabilities that industrial hemp's had in trying to make it a legal crop to grow in the United States.
And you've made it very clear that you are not in favor of any other forms of marijuana being grown in Kentucky. What's the next step in the fact-finding phase of the Industrial Hemp Commission?
Well, the commission is funded from the private sector. I think that's the important message that I want delivered today is we believe it will stand on its own without being subsidized in any form or fashion. And all we're asking is the state legislature and the U.S. Congress just give us the freedom to do this, get out of our way, and we'll make it happen. We'll create jobs. We'll add value to farmers where they have bigger profits, and they'll pay more taxes for the members of Congress and members of the General Assembly to be able to spend.
We'll continue to follow the developments in this story on WNKU. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer, thank you for making some time for us today.
Thank you, and call anytime.